And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I will tell you this, I am burned out, and you're wondering why. We held the ginormous event last weekend. We did. We, as Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate investor education and mentoring company, we put together our 2024 Expo event. And I will tell you, I know what day it is. Yes, I completely know what day it is, and yet I am still burned out from the weekend. And here's why. I left it all on the table. I left it all on the floor. I left it all in the conference room. I left it all at the Toyota Music Factory. I left it all at the Irving Convention Center. I gave it my all to meet people like you. I did. I mean, I will tell you that there are people that are better networkers than I am, but of the 5,000 people that attended our Wealth and Passive Income Expo last weekend at the Irving Convention Center, I want to say that I met literally 1,000 of them. There's no way I can meet all 5,000 people. As a matter of fact, I kept running into people towards the end of the event. And I'm like, oh, you're here? And they look at me like, yeah, I'm here. You're here too? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here. But what I was trying to get at was I didn't even see people that I have really good relationships with as a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. There were people that I knew were at Expo and I never saw them the entire weekend because there were so many people there. I met people from as far away as a place called New Zealand. I ran into a guy. Now get this. His last name is the same as mine. So he walks up to me, starts talking to me, and I'm like, dude, You've got an interesting accent. And he goes, yeah, I'm from New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, that is totally cool. So I got into a conversation with a guy that has the same last name as me, and we just hit it off. And here's what else I did. I talked to as many people as I could. And the reason I talked to as many people as I could is because I wanted to hear everybody's story. Everybody has a reason for coming to Lifestyles Unlimited. Everybody had a reason to go to the expo. Everybody had something that they wanted to achieve, something they wanted to accomplish. They had a takeaway that they wanted to take away. Everybody came to Expo with a couple of goals in mind. Let me just share with you some of the common goals that were out there. Number one, networking. Yeah, networking was the primary reason people came to the expo. And here's why. You have an opportunity to meet people that are like-minded like you that don't live in a part of the country that you do. I met people from California. I met people from Washington. I met people from New Jersey. I met people from New York State. I met people from Florida. I met people from Ohio. I could list the other 44 states to include Hawaii. Yeah, the Hawaiians were there, as were the Alaskans. They were all there. Everybody came to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo with the idea that they were going to network. They were going to meet other people. And I will tell you, the real estate investing business is a networking business. It requires relationships to do the business of real estate investing. So everybody came, everybody met just about everybody else, and everybody went away probably as exhausted as I feel right now. Now, I'll tell you, I am smoked. I am literally smoked. Now, you non-military people don't know what that means. Okay. Yeah, you're thinking that I'm lighting up a cigarette or something like that, or like maybe somebody lit me up like a cigarette, right? Okay, but that's not exactly what's going on. In the military, when you serve in the military, when you get smoked, it's because you did something wrong and somebody has to apply some type of corrective action. This normally occurs in a basic training seminar. You walked up to your drill sergeant and you did the worst thing you could possibly do. You called your drill sergeant, sir. And then as your drill sergeant is reminding you that, Your drill sergeant works for a living and happens to know the names of both of their parents. They proceed to have you get into the front leaning rest position, which is the position you would move to if you're going to do push-ups. And then they would have you do a bunch of push-ups. And you would do push-ups until your arms start feeling like rubber and your lungs start feeling like, well, like you're getting smoked. Okay, that's what getting smoked is like. It is going to the nth degree, trying to accomplish everything you can possibly accomplish and not quitting before your body literally gives out on you. That's what we were doing. And I wasn't the only one. I was meeting a lot of other people that were doing the exact same thing I was doing. Now, There's some people. There's a couple of characters that I wanna highlight. And these are I'm calling them characters because they're people you don't know. I know them now. These are people that I ran into that I actually got into some really great conversations with. And I think I developed friendships with these people. I'm gonna throw out a couple names and I'm doing it. Well, first of all, I want to embarrass these people on the air just because I think it's fun to do that. Now, they'll get embarrassed, but you don't know who they are. So even though they're getting embarrassed because I put their name out on the airwaves, you don't know who they are. So you can't connect the dots. Because when I throw the name Frank out, what happens? What happens? You go, Frank. I know a Frank Lindsay. I know a Frank Jones. I know a Frank. Yeah, that's what you start doing, right? But see, when I throw the name Frank out there, what hits me right between the eyes is a really nice gentleman who is self-employed. Actually, he is transitioning away from being self-employed because he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. He joined our community, and now he's starting to get involved with buying property. Now, some of you within the shout of my voice, you know exactly which Frank I'm talking about because you were probably down in the lobby in the morning shooting the breeze, because that's what we do. We get up in the morning, we get our coffee, and then we go and we start networking. We start networking as early as, now get this, 6:30 in the morning. Now, ironically, sometimes Frank would beat me into the lobby. As a matter of fact, I think he beat me into the lobby 3 out of the 4 days we were there. But on the fourth day, I actually beat Frank into the lobby. I actually won on the last day we were there. But let me just point out to you, it really isn't a competition to see who can get there first. It's really a personal decision to maximize the available time that we had to us and to use that time to the best of its ability. Now, we could have been sitting in our hotel rooms. We could have been watching the news. We could have made coffee in our room because there were coffee makers in the room. We could have done things completely differently. But that's not what we wanted to do. When we woke up, what we wanted to do was we wanted to go network. So that's what we went and did. So I would see Frank every morning. And what was neat about hanging out with Frank is that the guy can get into a conversation with you about just about anything. He has enough knowledge about just about everything that he can hold his own, and he did quite well. And here's the other thing about Frank. Frank is in the middle of changing the trajectory of his life. He is completely transitioning his life. He has sold some businesses that he operated as a self-employed person, which means that in order to make money, in order to do the business, you're self-employed, you've got to be there. It's a turnkey business. And if you're not there to turn the key, there is no business. And Frank knows that very, very well. He was talking to me about his business philosophy. And here's the one thing that I learned about Frank very quickly. He is very dialed in to the business systems. He could explain to the nth degree why he did what he did within his business systems, and he could relate it to real estate. He could actually relate it to real estate. And here's the takeaway that Frank had. He learned, as a self-employed individual, there were certain skill sets that he possessed that he can use in his real estate business. And that's why he was at Expo. He was there specifically to meet people. He actually wanted to meet me. As a matter of fact, he gave me a nickname. He did. Frank gave me a nickname, and I'm a little embarrassed to share it with you. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just a little embarrassed to share it with you. So, all right, Rick is in my ear saying that, Al, you need to tell the audience, you need to let them know what Frank said. And I'm kind of like thinking about arguing with Rick because, like I said, I'm a little embarrassed, and Rick's going, it's going to be okay. So it's going to be okay. So Rick said it's going to be okay. So I'm going to tell you what Frank said. Frank called me the Beard of Knowledge. That's my new name. Now, I don't know where he got that from. Maybe it's the fact that I've got this fuzzy thing on my jawline that extends to my chin and kind of hangs down from my face. I guess technically I do have a beard. And, you know, I think here's the other thing. A lot of people in Lifestyles Unlimited, they've gotten to know me over the years, and they've gotten to know the Al Gordon that doesn't have a beard. Or if he does have a beard, it's like a number one blade. Does that make sense? It's so close to the skin, you could barely make out that there's a beard there, but there's a beard there. Well, last year, I said, you know what? I'm getting ready to turn 60. You know what guys that are about ready to turn 60 like to do? They like to grow their beard out. They like to go for the ZZ Top look. So you know what I decided to do? I decided to grow my beard out. And you know what I found out? I found out that I look like a chia pet when I grow my beard out. I'm serious. I look like your favorite chia pet. You know, you pour water on it and it grows this big fuzzy looking thing. That's the way my beard looks. So over the last year, what I've been doing is I've been working with the lady that cuts my hair to kind of shape my beard. And I think I've actually got my beard to a place where, number one, I don't look like a chia pet. And number two, it actually looks a little bit distinguished. So now I walk around with this beard on my face, and I start meeting all of these Lifestyles Unlimited members that haven't seen me in a good year and a half, because that's the last time we did Expo. When we did Expo in 2023, if I recall correctly, I think we did it something like in the February or March timeframe. And when we did it in 2024, we waited until October. So that gave us a big distance of time between the two events. So gave me an opportunity to grow my face out. So why do you think Frank is bestowing upon me the title of Beard of Knowledge? I think it's because he appreciates what I do. I think it's because he listens to the radio show and he gets information from me, information that he can use. And what he does is he takes that information and he applies it to his business plan. Pretty cool stuff, right? Did you know that you can do exactly what Frank does? You can take the information that's presented in this radio show and you can apply it to your real estate investing business. That's really the intent. That's really why I come on the radio all the time and share information with you, is because I'm trying to get you to understand that there is a different path available to you that you can use to retire yourself. You do not have to be on a roadmap that takes 30 or 40 or 50 years to achieve the desired effect. And here's the problem with that plan, that 30, 40, 50 year plan. That plan is designed to have you save money. You save up a big, big bag of money. And then you get to a point in your life, in future you, and you decide to leave the job. You stop earning the income, so there's no more money going into the bag of money. So what do you do with the bag of money? You live off of it. You live off the bag of money. And you pray that you don't run out of money before you die. Because if you run out of money before you die, you have an even bigger problem than the problem you thought you had when you were trying to save money over a 30, 40, or 50 year period in order to retire yourself. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we know that there's a better way. We know that there's a roadmap that all of us follow. And that roadmap is designed to get us to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Now, the majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members that apply themselves, they accomplish that goal. They achieve retirement in 5 years or less. Now, some people, they need a little more time. And everybody starts in a different place in their life. Everybody starts with a certain amount of money. Everybody starts with a certain amount of time. Everybody starts with, well, a certain obligation to the job that they have. Everybody starts with a certain amount of flexibility amongst those three elements that I just listed for you. So everybody starts in a completely different place. And depending on what your resourcing is, depending on what your time allocations are, you can get it done, that is retirement, in 5 years or less. It's not a pipe dream. I will tell you, the majority of the people that I ran into at the expo, now we're talking 5,000 people roaming around this convention center, right? Of the people that I met, one of the questions that I will always ask is, are you real estate retired? And I would tell you, two out of three people would respond to me with the answer, yes. Yes, I am. When we come back from the break, more on that thought. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But I am exhausted. I am completely exhausted because we just had our Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and I left it all on the floor. I literally left it on the floor of the convention center. What did I leave on the floor? All of my energy. Because I get one shot every year to go hang out with 5,000 people that think the way I do. Do you think I'm going to squander those opportunities? Do you think I'm going to waste any time getting to know other people that are like me? You know, it's kind of funny. I had somebody walk up to me and ask me a question about, you know, what do I get out of Expo? In other words, what does Al Gordon get out of Expo? I mean, after all, Al, you're on the radio, you probably talk to Dell all the time, you're a millionaire already, working on being a multimillionaire, you've done the single family investment stuff, you've done the passive investment stuff, you're working on being a lead investor right now. What is it that you get from Expo that you don't already have? And what I get from Expo is relationships. I get relationships with a myriad of people that come from all across this nation, people that come from other nations, people that come together with a single-minded purpose to learn how to invest correctly in real estate. And here's the neat thing. It doesn't matter who you meet. Everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own why. And before we went to the break, I told you that I would ask people, why are you here? What's you know, and I would also ask them the question, are you retired? I would venture to say that two out of every three people that I asked that question to, are you retired? I got a yes. I got a yes. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, all of those people, they must be in their 70s or their 80s, right? Well, some of them are. Yeah, some of them are definitely in their 70s. Some of them are definitely in their 80s. I met a guy who's in his 90s, who's real estate retired. Yeah, that's true. And you're thinking, well, that's the majority of the people you're talking to, because in America, it's almost impossible. As a matter of fact, in America, it is impossible to retire before the age of 65. I mean, that's the mindset that a lot of people in this country have. And I'm here to tell you, not true. Not true. I talked to a lot. Now, okay, let's do the great equalizer here. You want to do the great equalizer? All right, we'll do the great equalizer. I'm 60 years old. The big 6-0. Yeah. I'm real estate retired. And you're thinking, well, you're an outlier, Al. You're kind of an outlier. You don't count. Oh, I don't? Well, I think I do. And here's why. I would tell you that the majority of the people that I talk to are less in age than I am. They are less in age than I am. So what does that mean? It means I'm talking to people in their 20s. I'm talking to people in their 30s, people in their 40s and their 50s. I was even talking to people in their 60s, but the majority of the people that I talked to were less than my age. I would say two out of every three people that I actually talk to is younger than I am. So how does that work out for your thought process? Here's the big takeaway. Here's the thing you need to know about the Lifestyles Unlimited community. We do not focus on age. We don't care how old you are, because you can retire at any point in your life when you do things the way we teach you to do them. When we teach you how to be a successful real estate investor, you take that information and you put it into practice. And then because you have done that, and because you're building and owning and operating a real estate investment business, you will get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Now, I did caveat that and say some people need a little more time, but that's the big takeaway is some people, not all people, some people. The majority get it done in 5 years or less. So what's stopping you? What's keeping you from doing what we do? Now, For some of you, it's a lack of knowledge. You don't know how to do what we do. Now, here's the neat thing about the Lifestyles Unlimited community. The vast majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members started exactly where you are. They did not have an understanding of how to invest in real estate assets. Many of them didn't know that they could actually own multifamily apartment buildings. They thought that only faceless, nameless corporations could own those things. And it's not true. People like you and me can own multifamily apartment communities. People like you and me can own single family assets. We can own single family houses. We can own duplexes. We can own triplexes. We can own fourplexes. We can own anything from 5 units on up in the multifamily world. As long as it makes financial sense for us to own the asset, we'll go out and buy the asset. And then we'll put the asset in our portfolio and allow that asset to do some amazing things for us, like produce cash flow, produce equity capture, produce natural appreciation, produce principal pay down, produce tax advantages that nobody else in the nation gets, but real estate investors get. And then if we're investing in multifamily assets, we get a little thing called forced appreciation that goes into our arrow quiver, and we can use that to drive pricing of our assets up. It is a pretty neat solution. But many of you don't know how to do this. Many of you, well, you might think that real estate is too risky. I will tell you this. The people I was hanging out with at the expo, they don't think real estate is risky at all. And I'm hanging out with 5,000 people. I mean, I think that's the number we hit, because at 5,000, I think that was our max capacity. I think we actually had to turn people away. I'm serious about that, because we had to comply with fire and safety codes, which meant that based on the size of the facilities that we were utilizing, we could only have so many people, like a maximum amount of people in the facility at any given time. And I think we had to cap everything at 5,000 members or non-members. Yeah, because you don't have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member to attend our expo event. As a matter of fact, for those of you that are a little bit upset that you didn't get the opportunity to attend our expo event this year, not a problem. First of all, what I'm going to do in the next segment is I'm going to give you Dell's top 10. So you're going to get some great information that Dell Walmsley pointed out. The other thing I want you to know is that you'll have an opportunity to do it next year. We already have our expo for 2025 planned out. It's already planned. We're going to do it. If I recall the dates correctly, it's going to be the second weekend in the month of May, the second weekend. It'll usually start like on the Thursday of that weekend. Does that make sense? And then it'll run all the way through Saturday, and that gives you Sunday as a day to relax. All right, let me get into Dell's top 10 tips, because we are running out of time. So his number one tip, vote. Seriously, vote. Go out there, cast your vote. You get one vote. One vote. Make it count. But don't let the current political climate stop you from taking action that will improve your life. What you think is going to happen will be more harmful to you than what actually happens. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, Dell, at the keynote address, he went on to expand on those thoughts. And essentially what he did was he said, if you don't vote, you don't have any right to complain. You really don't. He talked about the different political parties. There's two major parties that are running for the presidential office. They're also running for seats in Congress. They're running for seats in the Senate. Two major parties. One party has a different platform than the other. You could say the same either way, right? Okay. So what, without telling you who to vote for, because we would never do that, because that is not American, we will tell you to go out and cast your vote. Your vote is very important. And before you vote, analyze both parties and determine which party makes more sense to you as a real estate investor. Which party is going to pass legislation that is going to negatively impact your real estate business? When you figure out which party that is, don't vote for that party. Vote for the other party. Does that make sense? Okay, simple enough. Dell's number two tip. He said, be proactive on rehab projects. What does he mean by that? Be proactive on rehab projects. Well, he was starting to talk about the longshoreman strike. Remember that was going on last week? And apparently that thing has been delayed about 90 days while they're working on a potential contract renegotiation or what have you. I don't know who stepped in to fix that, but somebody stepped in to fix that and bought us 90 more days. But that doesn't mean the problem is solved. What Dell is trying to tell you is make sure you understand the source for all of your business supplies. If the source for your business supplies come from overseas, a longshoreman strike could negatively affect you because all of the goods that you need would be sitting out on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Does that make sense? And when you need stuff for your apartment communities or your single family assets, you need stuff for those assets. It's just the way it is. Now, if you source your stuff from domestic sources, chances are the longshoreman strike may or may not, probably won't affect you because we do have, you know, we've got the Teamsters unit. We've got a pretty decent trucking network within the United States of America. Stuff can be trucked around. But some of the stuff that is moved domestically is moved on ships. So just make sure you understand what's going on in the political environment and in the economic environment around you and adjust fire as necessary. All right. Tip number three, beware. January 1st, 2025. What happens January 1st, 2025? Well, all air conditioning requirements change. That means any air conditioning system that uses an R22 or an R410 to include all the equipment and the Freon will no longer be produced and will eventually run out. So what does that mean? Well, you may be buying assets that have the older air conditioning systems in them. So what does that mean? Does that mean you have to replace them right away? No. Now, I mean, if they're working, let them work. But here's the problem. If the air conditioning system itself breaks, what are you going to do to fix it? If you can't use the Freon that is required for that air conditioning system, then you can't recharge that system. So what are you going to do with that system? You're going to have to replace that system. Are you going to replace it with a system that has the same Freon requirement that system had? Of course not. You're not going to do that, right? You're going to buy the newest one. So there's going to be a cost there. Now, I will tell you, replacement of an air conditioning system is a whole lot more expensive than doing a service on an air conditioning system. Now, one way to get around that is you can stockpile Freon. You can stockpile equipment. There are people that actually do that. They say, okay, well, if they're going to phase these systems out, we could probably get them at a discounted price. And if they still operate correctly, we can still put them in place. There's nothing that says that if you operate an R22 or an R410 system, that you have to replace that system. All that's being required is that you cannot buy replacement Freon and you can't buy replacement systems in those type of systems. Does that make sense? Yeah, I know that makes sense to you. I know I'm all over the map, but basically once it's worn out, you can't replace it with the same type. You have to replace it with the new and improved type, which is going to cost you more money. Does that make sense? So that's what he's trying to tell you. All right. Tip number four, Fed rates going down does not guarantee that the effective rate, in other words, the amount that you're charged for interest, goes down. Now, we saw the Fed, you know, lower interest rates, right? We saw them reduce the discount rate. And then we saw them, you know, the market kind of respond. And the market itself lowered the interest rate that they would negotiate with us or charge us as investors or as a owner-operator of any asset that we would put a loan on. We saw that interest rate come down a little bit, right? But the interest rate did not come down as much as the discounted rate came down. Why is that? It's because they baked that stuff into the analysis. Yeah, there's Dell probably talked for about 15 minutes on how the whole process works. And the way it works is not the way you think it would work. It's the way it works within the economic nature of the entire ecosystem. Does that make sense? So, yeah. So the good news is that interest rates are coming down. They're coming down a little bit. That's better than the interest rates going up. But whatever the interest rate is today, that's the interest rate you're going to use to do your analysis on your property. And here's tip number five. Just because Fed rates go down once doesn't mean they will continue to go down. That's his number five tip. Over the last 30 years, The average 30-year mortgage interest rate has been, now get this, 7.72%. Yeah, if you take the last 30 years and you look at the 30-year mortgage interest rate, it's been 7.72%. Over the last 50 years, the average 30-year mortgage interest rate has been 7.74, only 0.02 of an interest point higher. So what we're trying to share with you is that if interest rates go up, don't sweat it. What you need to understand is, how does that interest rate affect your deal? If it negatively affects your deal, don't do the deal. If it positively affects your deal, do the deal. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. Now, tip number six, he says, is it safe to use adjustable rate mortgages? And I will tell you, my personal feeling on this, and Dell's feeling on this, is that you should use fixed rate mortgages. If you buy an apartment community and you put a fixed rate mortgage on it today, whatever the interest rate is today, that's the interest rate that you will have throughout the lifetime of the loan. So what happens if interest rates go down? Not a problem. You refinance. You refinance to the lower interest rate, as long as the cost savings for doing so makes financial sense to your investment. But we don't chase interest rates. We use the prevailing interest rate that is available to us at the time of acquisition of the asset. And then if a more attractive interest rate becomes available to us, then we can always refinance into that new attractive interest rate. But sometimes refinancing doesn't make sense. If there's not a big enough break on the interest rate, the cost for doing the refinancing will overwhelm the savings that you thought you were going to get. So again, you have to take a look at the underlying data. I'll tell you, there's five more things I'm going to get to, but I can't get to it because we are at the end of the show. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, if you want to do what the 5,000 people that came to our expo event are doing, the easiest way to do it is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get to lifestylesunlimited.com, what I want you to do is click on something called free workshop. Take that free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.